Now time for our locker room chat. I'm joined by Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gassenmeyer. And coach, tough one last night against Jackson Heights, falling 45-39. You guys have been in some close ones in the past few weeks, dating back to before Christmas break. But first of all, getting to this this last game, I mean, the Cobras are a pretty darn good team.
Yeah, they're you know, pretty athletic group. They've got some shooters. You know, they've played some tight competition. I know that they got kind of roughed up by Mar Hill a little bit, but, you know, that was kind of, you know, due to some foul trouble and stuff like that. They got two guys on the inside that are athletic, and we didn't do a very good job matching up with them last night. We gave up way too many offensive rebounds in the first half and turned the ball over too much in the first half. And ultimately, you add those things up and, you know, going 13-21 from the free throw line and not shooting a high percentage on the night, you're not going to be very successful. But the big thing is right now we just got to stay the course. Keep working, keep battling. I said today, you know, needs to be the best practice of the year so far. Come back with an attitude and an effort that we're going to get better today. Keep plugging along, get Dylan back, and get back to the team that I'm pretty sure we can be down the stretch.
Absolutely. I mean, taking a look at the NEKL, very competitive league so far. You guys are 3-2 and kind of just flirting with the top, and I'm sure you guys are trying to get there as well. Your thoughts on how this league might shape out at the top?
You know, it all kind of depends. If teams stay healthy, right now everybody's just kind of beating each other up. I know, you know, Horton and Oski are at the top of the league, and we're the only team to beat those two guys. You know, JCN is you know, they got their win against McLeod last night, and I think that they're a team to be reckoned with. But any given night, you know, you find a hot shooting team and they can knock somebody off. So I think the parity of this league is, you know, the best it's been in quite some time. And that's a credit to all the young guys that have been playing over the course of the years and getting better and better. And now they're, you know, reaping the rewards of being upperclassmen. So I think it'll be a good test for us on Friday to play again, not being completely whole. But hopefully looking at here in the next couple of weeks, we get whole and we can get back to doing what we do. And, you know, if Zach can continue to do what he's doing, Hayden had a great game last night, scoring 19 points off of, I think he was like 6-18 from the field. So if that shooting percentage continues to get better and, you know, Zach keeps doing what he does and the young guys come along and we get Dylan back, I like our chances at competing for a league championship.
Absolutely, and kind of talking about your guys' ability to play shorthanded, how important is it for some of those young kids to step up and gain some confidence, not just for this year, but for the future as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very important. You know, we talked, you know, over the course of break that, you know, now we needed to keep taking a step in the right direction. We can't take any steps backwards. That they've played, you know, a significant number of minutes that, there, you know, a lot's going to be expected of them. I know last night, for a fact, we had four freshmen that played significant minutes.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck on Friday, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, Jared. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you.
That was Valley Falls boys and basketball coach Caleb Gassenmeyer here on Locker Room Chat. Be sure to stay tuned. We've got more coming up ahead.